Annie peeked into Jack's room.
Ready?
She whispered.
Yep,
said Jack. Even though it was 2 hours before school started, Jack and Annie were already dressed. Jack put his notebook and pencil into his backpack. Then he picked up the pack and his sneakers and followed Annie into the hall. In their sock feet, Jack and Annie tiptoed past their parents' bedroom. Then they slipped down the stairs. When they reached the front hall, Jack and Annie put on their jackets and shoes and stepped outside. The early morning sky was gray. Everything was quiet, except for the sound of a gentle spring rain.
"Should we get our raincoats?" Jack asked.
"It's clearing up," said Annie.
She pointed to blue sky in the distance.
"Oh, good," said Jack. "Let's hurry."
Jack and Annie stepped off their porch. Then they ran up the sidewalk and crossed the street. By the time they started into the Frog Creek Woods, the rain had stopped. Misty rays of sunlight slanted down through the wet trees. Jack and Annie kept going until they came to the tallest oak. The leaves at the top of the tree sparkled with raindrops, and the magic treehouse was lit by the morning sun.
"It's waiting for us," said Jack.
"I knew it would be," said Annie.
She grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack climbed after her. Inside the treehouse, they looked around for the two special things they had found on their last missions.
"Great, they're still here," said Jack,
pointing to a green jewel and a white and yellow flower in the corner.
"And it looks like Teddy and Kathleen sent some stuff for us," said Annie.
Lying in the shadows was a book. Next to it were a small folded note and a tiny blue bottle. Jack picked up the book. Its cover showed an old black and white photograph of a building. It looked like the White House in Washington, D.C. Jack gasped.
"Oh, man, Abraham Lincoln."
The life of Abraham Lincoln.
"Wow,"
said Annie, looking at the book's cover.
"He was a great president."
"No kidding," said Jack. "Do you think we're actually going to meet him?"
He opened the book to the first page and read aloud. "Abraham Lincoln served as President of the United States from March 1861 until his assassination in April 1865. He led the country through the terrible crisis of the American Civil War. He preserved the Union of States and outlawed slavery."
"I can't believe it," Jack said, closing the book.
"Abraham Lincoln. Do you think he's supposed to help us find the third thing to break the spell that turned Penny into a statue?"
"Maybe," said Annie.
"Let's see what else Teddy and Kathleen left for us."
She picked up the tiny bottle and the note. She unfolded the note and read aloud.
"The third thing to break the spell is a single feather from a hero's hand. Use it wisely to give him hope, the hope he needs to heal his land."
"That sounds like a riddle," said Jack.
"I'll bet Abraham Lincoln is the hero," said Annie. "And,"
she looked at the note again,
"we have to get a feather from him. Then we'll use the feather to give him hope."
"Confusing," said Jack.
"A lot of our missions sound confusing at first, don't you think?"
said Annie.
"But in the end, they all make sense."
"Yeah, I guess," said Jack. "But that doesn't help us right now. There must be a magic potion in the bottle. What does the label say?"
Annie held up the small blue bottle and read the tiny writing on its label aloud.
"Take a sip, make a wish for one thing to help you on your mission. Remember, trust the magic."
"That sounds kind of general," said Jack.
"Wish for one thing to help us on our mission? That could be anything."
"And remember to trust the magic," said Annie.
She shrugged.
"Okay, we'll try to do that," said Jack.
He took the bottle and the note from Annie and put them into his backpack.
"We've got everything we need," said Annie. "A mission, a research book, and a little bit of magic. Ready to go?"
"Yep," said Jack.
He pointed to the picture of the White House on the cover of their book and said,
"I wish we could go there."
The wind started to blow.
The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.